The risk of trading futures and options can be substantial. All information, publications, and material used and distributed by Advanced Trading Incorporated shall be construed as solicitation. ATI does not maintain an independent research department as defined in CFTC Regulation 1.71. Information obtained from third-party sources is believed to be reliable, but its accuracy is not guaranteed by Advanced Trading Incorporated. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results.
Well, good morning. Welcome to ATI Pro Media. Thanks for joining us. We are powered by Advanced Trading. We have an action-packed show, and the show wrote itself. We had Bunge came out with earnings, a little tidbit. Goldman Sachs hit all-time highs. Tesla came out with earnings. Why are we talking about the stock market on an ag show? Oh, we're not just an ag show, folks. We are a financial channel that loves agriculture, and we're going to break down all the markets, whether it be interest rates, commodities. We're even going to talk a little milk today. And we've been saying we need to talk about milk. A headline came out last night from Washington Post, rocked the milk market. We have markets moving. Cattle open lower are recovering. Corn's up a little. Beans had a nice morning so far. Wheat's cooling off, but it was lower last night and came back in. Just full disclosure, what happens at night has nothing to do with how the funds come in these markets. We do know the funds are short. And with that, let's bring in Connor B. Mr. Rick's driving the show today. And so if it doesn't go well, we know who to blame there. All right, Connor, what are you seeing out there in central Illinois? Real quick, back to you. I had a client in northern Illinois say he has an absolute disaster going on. He's just starting to plan on April 24th, and it's a disaster. I didn't say disaster, but what he said was he would have liked to have been going. There's more rain coming this weekend. The ground's cold. I can feel farmers are getting revved up. What are you seeing from central Illinois?
Absolutely. We got a ton of rain yesterday, right? We saw a lot of action the past three, maybe four or five days. We saw some action, corn, soybeans being planted. Big rain, you know, we got a big rain yesterday evening overnight, so we're going to be out for a few days. And then rain in the forecast, we'll see if that comes to fruition. But yeah, April 24th, you can see the agronomist will tell you, you can still have a really good soybean crop, really good bean crop still if we get it planted in the next couple weeks. But it's human emotion, right? We can't do anything if we're sitting on your hands. It makes you nervous, and rightfully so. But right, as marketing guys, right, we look at what the potential, we look at the effect that the markets could have on delayed planting. We're a long way from that coming to fruition, Tommy, right? If we go back to 20, right, I always look, if we're talking delayed planting, to me, we got to go back to look at 2019, and the market didn't get excited till easily late May before that. So we've got a ways to go, but a lot of rain. We're going to be out for a few days at least in central Illinois.
And then to note, in 2019, on the June crop report that everyone thought the USDA was going to tell us what a big deal it was, all these acres didn't get planted. They said they were planted, and we traded limit down and took a long time to fill that gap. So you could know the news, you could know the headlines, and the market may still take it a different way. Oftentimes, markets kind of wait on news, and then they build up energy, and then they go quickly. There's no doubt in my mind, and we'll jump into the charts, Connor, that we are trending up in corn, wheat, and beans. I think people think I'm bearish. I want the markets to go higher. This is giving folks an opportunity. Now, here's what clients are also saying. You're not going to believe this. I'm just getting planting corn in Iowa. Now my ethanol plant wants my corn. That's right, because there's only so much labor to go around in America. Speaking of labor, I don't know if you noticed, but the president, or not the president, but who was it who came out last night and said they're going to abolish some non-competes? And I found that very interesting.
Oh, the FTC.
FTC. It was by a 3-2 ruling. And I actually sent the notice to my lawyer just to say, what's this mean? Is this legit? You know, and it's interesting because they're talking about what if you work at a burger chain, you can't switch and go to this burger chain. I know in our own industry, I've talked to so many great brokers who are out there, and I said, we need a broker right now. We need a broker in DeKalb, Illinois. We need a broker in Bettendorf, Iowa. We need a broker in Ames, Iowa. And they're like, I'd love to come work with you, but I got a solid non-compete. This will be interesting. You might see a lot of people looking at new opportunities. And the fact that this ruling comes out 194 days before the election, it's interesting because, Connor, as you know and you've learned, one of the number one factors to inflation is wage inflation. And they want, you know, in America, we have a lot of choices. You could choose to be this or choose to be that. Why all of a sudden can we not choose where we want to work? But it now makes companies have to be on their up and up and deliver quality and keep employees happy. So it'd be interesting to see what happens. And it may be nothing. It may be a huge, big deal. The way it was explained to me, companies will have to operate on merit with their employees and not rely on legal documentation and control and sometimes manipulation and intimidation. And that was from the court system who said that. So it's interesting. I'm happy. I'm here. You're here. Brady's ready. If our internet goes down, Mr. Rick's switching the buttons. It'll be really interesting to see what happens. But we do have an election in 194 days. Also, I'm not even going to let you talk this whole show. I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to plow right through you. Zip it. I talked to my godson in Colombia, and he was talking to me on FaceTime, eating a piece of pizza from New York, when he got the email from the president that by midnight last night, get off our school, get the heck out of here, go home. If you have a home, go back to your mother's basement and rally there, because they're starting to sweep up these colleges. And then now they're protesting in Michigan, whatever. But again, full disclosure, we've had no protest at plumbers unions, electric unions, welders unions. Everything's going fine. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. The only color I was going to add was, I think you said the amount of Americans that have non-compete clauses. Isn't it like 30 million? Is that the number you threw out, Tommy?
Yeah, it was 30 million. Wait, I'm reading on X and everything, so.
Yeah, but much higher than I would have thought. But very interesting.
Let me give you an example. Gina, my wife, who now has a new fridge coming in 2 weeks, she has a dear friend who's a doctor, and she had a baby, would need to leave her practice for 6 months. But she kind of sold her practice, and she had an extremely tough non-compete that she wasn't able to practice dermatology within 100 miles of her home. So as the baby got older and stuff, she's ready to go back to work, you know, a year and a half later, and she couldn't. The day she opened up shop, she was booked for months ahead. She's that great of a doctor. So when you look at like the medical field or something, there could be a lot of shaking up moving around here in industries we didn't know. The headline blew my mind. I was like, I didn't talk about the government having power to change industries. That's what happened. And I think you'll see a lot more rulings like this as we come into the election, Connor.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep looking at that. Other one, right? Switching topics. Let's look. Bungie posted profits top estimates as processing results rise, right? So good to see, right? When we're looking at the ABCD companies, right? The big ag processing companies, right? Your ADMs, your Bungies, your Cargills, your Louis Dreyfus's, right? It's good to, we like it when they're doing well, right? Because it means that our farm, right? The farm area, farm gate is doing well as well. So I like to see it, right? In other news, speaking of ADM, I don't know if you saw this, Tommy, but they did, their CFO did step down, right? Is the last color we got on that. Yeah, CFO stepped down amid the whole accounting scandal in that nutrition segment. So, but Bungie, good profit margins, good to see. So still down, right? Last year they were at $13.66 adjusted earnings per share. This year, $9 per share. So still down quite a bit from previous years, right? But they beat estimates, so we like to see it, right, Tommy?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at ADM right now, trading $61, went down to 60, was as high as around 77, 78. So ADM lost about 25% of its value in a single day. We did a story about that, our second most watched video ever. They've gained half that back, but I would imagine there's a certain amount of, you know, a couple people can really rock a lot of people's world. And the problem is the shareholders are pissed. The shareholders are like, all right, you guys did this. I lost 25%. Somebody's got to pay, right? And so I think there's lawsuits from the shareholders, and that's the problem. Yeah, it's very interesting. And as you know, this isn't the first time we've seen ADM in the headlines. But good to see that things are better. Everyone I know who does business with them, all systems go, no problems. Not an industry slap. Just like as we talk about milk next, it's not to say we're not going to drink milk or have cheese. It's just to say that a headline came out last night in the Washington Post. You want to talk about that a little bit, Connor?
Yeah. So just adding to it, Rick, pop that graphic up, right? 0 days since the last bird flu headline. And the most recent one we saw, Tommy, was bird flu in milk. And so I think you've got some comments on the price action, but I think the first thing I'll say is the headline I read this morning, right, is if we're looking at, if you're drinking pasteurized milk, right, the FDA tells us it's safe, right? There's no harm in drinking milk and getting the bird flu passed on to you. But right, if we look at the price action of milk overnight, I don't know if you got that chart ready, Tom.
I do.
Or just
yeah, I
look, do. Right? That's everything about the bird flu so far, right, is we're seeing it's really that emotion and how is the trade going to digest it. So with that, yeah, here we go.
1 hour chart right here in June. Yeah. So we had sold off a lot a few weeks ago. We're trending back up. And we sold off pretty hard last night, and we have a big range and somewhat would say of a higher volume. Now, I've been saying on the show for a long time, we need to start talking about milk. And I know that Advanced Trading puts out research on milk every week. But milk's at a wide range here, and it's about halfway back. It's towards the higher end of the range, actually, in June, looking at May. May milk still having a rough day percentage-wise. You got to see what that's down. I'm having a hard time seeing that. May milk is down, I think, a couple percent. And milk's not something that I really take to be a very volatile.
No.
Yeah, it's down 2%. It was down as much as 3% at one point in May milk. But the headline came out. Now, here's the problem, folks. This is why we're talking about milk. Decent volume. May milk traded 293 and June milk traded 305. We do not trade a lot of milk. I'm going to line up a corn chart, but let me talk about milk a little bit. Here's the problem is that as farms have gotten bigger, so many more people just know that they tell me what you know about food. I get it at the store, right? Tell me what you know about this. I don't know. I just, you know, whatever. My mom made a great meal. We're disconnected with agriculture because in the old days, a farm used to be a quarter of land. You had some cows, some chickens, a hog. You grew up on the farm. You're in 4-H. Now, farmers I work with are small farms. They only farm 8 sections in North Dakota, right? And so the farm landscape has changed. They're tearing down a lot more houses on quarters to, just make that quarter solid and trimming up tree lines. And so the agricultural world is run by 1 to 2% of Americans. That means 98% of the people aren't educated like we are. I'm totally cool with milk. I understand it's pasteurized, everything else. I'm not worried. But the fact that maybe this bird flu is much bigger than we realize. I'm not to say that one person was affected by it. It's just how the dairy cow would produce milk. And we need to truly have a dairy expert on it. The problem is the Washington Post posted the article, and the Washington Post is owned by the powers to be. So you can Google it. I don't want to get shadow banned, as they say. All right, Luke, do we know what kind of tests they were using for the milk? I remember hearing those PCR tests would read positive even off a very small amount of target material. Luke, I'm not sure, but there will not be a single Grisafi that's afraid to order a pizza or have a dairy product. I know we go through, we're big dairy family, cottage cheese, milk, creamer. What are we going to do? It's what we like, right? We're Americans. I don't see a problem, but like Rick said, with that headline, you got to pop that up one more time, Rick. Real proud of you with the graphics today. Pop up that yellow again. Safety first, days since last bird flu headline. We definitely have a heck of a graphics department over there.
Bird flu, right? Is it just the one case in humans, right? He basically symptoms like pink eye. And I think the last one was 2-3 years ago, right? So it's still, right, we're not getting in humans. It's in 8 or 9 states. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Tommy, as far as it's in the cattle. Right now we're talking about the milk. So we're still at the early stages, right? We're still kind of digesting. We don't know what we don't know. Right. So we'll keep following that. Any new headlines, we'll keep talking about it, I'm sure.
Sure.
So.
When it applies to live cattle, yesterday live cattle were up, and then I looked down, they were down 300. There was a possible headline. I don't even want to start the rumor mill because I love our cattle guys, and they don't need to get any more aggravated than it is. They're out there calving and just trying to do the best job they can. But just know, folks, there's risk to the downside and upside. We have volatile bounces like we're having here in the NASDAQ today or anything else. When I look at my quote board today, yesterday my whole quote board was pretty much green, or in my case, blue, but it's rolling over. Things are starting to go red, starting to see a little selling in corn and whatnot. And yeah. I would say this, I don't think this is bullish corn. I don't think these headlines are bullish corn. What do you think?
As far as headlines, is like the bird flu. What headlines are you talking about, Tommy?
Yeah, the bird flu and how it applies to corn and overall domestic use. You know, it could tone things down a little bit. But I do have to tell you, we've had, and I'll add this chart real quick. This is corn, and it's doing great here. This is Dease corn. We're getting up to a level that we've been before. Let's look at May corn real quick. Doing better above the 20-day moving average, above the 50. And all systems go. We're breaking out to the upside. I love it. Folks, if you're in the Midwest and you have a hot cash market because you're trying to plant a crop, they want your corn. This is an opportunity to sell it. We're going to meet with an advanced trading broker later this afternoon or tomorrow and talk about marketing corn in the northeast part of Michigan in that thumb. And there's some real problems up there with VOM and everything else. So Justin's going to talk to us a little bit about that. He doesn't know it, but he's watching. He is. So
let's go Dease 24 chart, Tommy. Corn.
Yes, sir. There you go.
And so looking at that, right, if we can go, if you see that lower and then spike higher March 31st, right, we're getting close to those levels again back when we were, we got that bullish report, right? We kind of chopped around and sold off since then, but we're bouncing back to those levels, right? Kind of where your green line is. So good to see, right, gaining momentum, but still a lot of uncertainty in this market, right? We still very early on the Safrina crop, still don't know what that is. Some bullish news for us is going to be, right, let's look at Argentina, right? That leafhopper's disease, trade is still digesting it, and we still don't know where planting progress weather is. So we're going to have a whole lot of uncertainty the next 3 months, but we'll keep looking at that price action. And good to see here as we look at it, right, corn's trying to hold on there. We're basically unchanged to down a little bit on the May contract, but
Kiner B, I switched to May beans. Give us a little color on this. Just crossing above the 20, still trading below the 50 May soybeans.
Yeah, and similar price action as corn, right? A nice bounce that we've seen. Very, you know, you forget how negative it was the past, roughly, Tommy, on soybeans, but a nice bounce, cross that 50 day, and we're still hanging in there. So be nice to make a run back. You said this was May beans. Be nice to make a run back to that 1185, 1190, right? Making a run there.
That'd be great. And stay above it too, Connor. Not just trade it for one day. Like give folks a chance to sell it. All right. This week's hero is sponsored by wheat.
Here's the price action we like to see. What a run up we've seen there, right? We got May. You got May wheat up here, right, Tommy? 581, right? Blew through that 50 and 100 day averages. So great to see. And so, you know what I'm looking at is I'm peaking at July 25 wheat, Tommy. And we look at that, right? If May, July wheat is right at 591, July 24 wheat, 599. If we're looking out to July 25, 668. And so, I think you mentioned it. Maybe it was Brady. Some people were they were unhappy with the price, couldn't make any money with this wheat market, right? If that's the problem, if we're looking at 2025, let's start having that conversation at 660, 670, right? If we make a run to 680 wheat, right? What are we going to do marketing-wise? So just food for thought there, Tommy.
Yeah, let's talk about a great, great point. And so the way I would say that is maybe the market's giving you a chance to lose less next year. That's going to come off as sarcastic. That may be very true. Hey, my farmer who thinks they're going to lose 750 grand planting wheat up in the Red River Valley because they're also putting in 6,000 acres of sugar beets, maybe they're only going to lose 250,000 on wheat and absolutely kill it in sugar beets. We need to be defensive, as they say at the University of Notre Dame, defense wins champions. All right, let's move forward.
I think they say that every school. Well, I think Notre Dame's play like a champion today, but close enough.
Defense wins championships. Now, listen, you guys at University of Illinois got to work on that. Speaking of basketball in college, it looks like that talked to my daughter yesterday at University of Kentucky, and she said the whole team that we had noticed this year isn't there. And I got to say, another headline has nothing to do with corn or wheat or beans, but Nike giving money to Caitlin. Love to see the basketball women. And we personally will be attending some games in Indianapolis. Maybe your family can come over. I'd like to see her play. I've not been able to see that yet. Anyway, Brady Huck put out a national alert the other day when KC wheat popped above $6. We're currently trading around 610 and going from there. What else do we have for headlines? We'll dive into the questions. Of course, we have to talk before we finish. We'll talk about who was on ATI Pro Media premium yesterday. And let's, oh my God, Senate passes $95 billion package, sending aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. So I'll go first. Go ahead.
I was going to say that was the big headline, right? But they layered some other things, right? I saw some things on the TikTok ban is part of that. I think some other things, but go ahead, Tommy.
Well, we're protecting, we protect everyone else's borders but ours. And if you want to argue with me about that, call 1-855-737-FARM. But you just paid your taxes, and as fast as you wrote that check, they wrote that check to other countries. I'm not saying we shouldn't. I'm just saying that's what happened. We're only talking about facts here this morning, not feelings. But as someone who paid a lot of taxes, I'm like, wow, Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine. And then as someone who's like getting notices, don't drive to Chicago because the roads are closed. Like, who's protecting O'Hare Airport so I can get my flight out? Who's protecting my godson at the universities there in New York? And so do we have enough of our own resources to protect our own borders? Very important subject. Several months ago, Connor, you heard me talk about that I have clients that's 10 miles from Canada, and that the local jail in that town was absolutely overrun with people coming in from other countries. I'll give you one statistic that might blow your mind. A few years ago, 3,000 or 4,000 people were documented, Chinese folks coming in over the border. They think this year that we'll have documented close to 40,000 Chinese folks. And some of these folks are extremely educated. They want to work in America. They snuck out of China and they came through Mexico and they're coming into America. They probably will be part of our workforce, but they're very much going to compete for jobs. So it's interesting that our borders are being flooded with all these people, some educated, some not, some good people, some not. And then yet we're breaking non-competes because we want people to move. We should have plenty of people to work every job. What do you think about that, Connor?
Yeah, absolutely. Here's when I'm looking at this aid package, here's what stood out to me. And maybe I should know this, right? Maybe I'm just ignorant. But the numbers that it passed, right? It passed 79-18, Tommy. Does that surprise you how it was had that much overwhelming support to get this through?
I know they were waving flags, Ukraine flags the other day, and that caught my attention. I got to say, you know, it's interesting. We're 194 days away from the election. I guess if I really cared, I wouldn't be doing a live stream talking about grains and markets and inflation. I'd put my name on the ballot, right? So I always tell Scott the cow guy, he's got all types of opinions. I go, why don't you get behind that desk and put your name on the ballot and you can go run? And then he laughs, right? So it's easy to be on the news or media and give an opinion. Most media people won't give an opinion. They're afraid they're going to lose their job. But being that this is the new way of media, I'm not afraid to say I'm not happy with what's going on. And I don't think the phone line's going to light up and say, oh, there's one. Someone's calling ATI Pro Media. I love it. Well, I hope they want a free flag, but if you want to complain, my wife's going to answer. Love the calls. Love the feedback. Okay. Well, what else do we have?
No, well, let's do some questions. You want to talk pro media or anything? And then let's wrap it
up. Yeah. Futures options crop insurance. Dave Lechtenberg brought us into a great little 20-minute talk, talked about the hot cash markets in Iowa. Dave Lechtenberg out of Ames, Iowa. And he just broke it down here. May options are expiring. This is what's happening in futures. This is what's happening in the cash market. I talked a little bit about how my farmers in North Dakota were disappointed that wheat's rallying 10 cents a day, but the cash market's not going up because they're pulling that out. That's just a sign saying, folks, we don't need your wheat. The board, the mini, any exchange could rally a dollar. We don't need your wheat. And in some cases of corn, if they need your corn, give them your corn, because if this crop goes in well, we're going to have a whole nother crop behind it. And Dave did a great job breaking that down. Just for reference, Dave has 15 years of working at a commercial grain elevator and 20 years now as an employee owner of Advanced Trading. So great job, Mr. Lechtenberg, as always.
Good deal. All right. Some questions. Farmer Brett, happy Wednesday. Tesla had earnings yesterday and missed on everything that matter, but Elon said the words robo taxi and stock is up 12%. Try trading that. That's why I don't trade. Never forget the old adage, Brett, right? The market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent. It doesn't have to make sense all the time.
Yeah. Real quick on that. Tesla was on 15 month lows and it has a huge multi-year record short. It was the absolute darling. There's some people the wrong way on it. So when you get a company that's on a 15 month low, And actually, they missed on some of the, you know, guidance and earnings, but it was in the verbiage. But the market was too short. And if they didn't get that really, really bearish news, kind of like we're seeing in grain, if you want to tie it to grain, is, hey, I see grains are rallying. How could that be? We have too much. Yeah, but we've known we've had too much. And they tried to push it down, and they've tried to push it down. Now you had some friendly news or weather delay or planting problem or those bugs in Argentina. Then all of a sudden you get a little bid. And so the funds are covering. We got the bug news in Argentina. Things can change, folks. That's why you need to stay flexible in your marketing plan. What else do we have for news or comments? Oh, Farmer Brett, put your name on the ballot. I will vote for Farmer Brett. If I'm in, and in some states, you can vote twice, and it could even have a dead relative vote for Farmer Brett. Farmer Brett, you got our family's vote. Let's keep it going. Luke, you get this one.
We had this one already.
Oh, we had this one. Yeah, yeah. They're just trying to test us.
Talking, debating the test. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, Rick's messing with us. All right. So, well, listen, I got to get to work. Yeah.
Yep.
No, I got to get to work. Let's go over the markets real quick before we go, because they've changed a lot since we started. Front month corn's down 2.5. You're seeing a little bear spreading. You know, that May, July, and May D's had been really firm. Given some of that back, front month corn down 2.5, D's down 1. Soybeans still up a pinch. KC wheat holding on. Border trade wheat unchanged. Minneapolis down 1. Cattle now lower. Feeder lower. Hogs lower. Hogs had a heck of a day yesterday. If you need help with hogs, give Tony Dunker. She's part of the ATI Pro Media team. Give Tony a call. She's definitely an expert on hogs. Interest rates going up today. I think they pulled out all the rate cuts, and I'll give you a little tidbit to end the show. There's a 25% chance that they might actually raise rates here in the future. That's interesting. NASDAQ on fire due to Tesla earnings. And with that, we have a lot of customers calling, people to get a hold of.
Yep.
How do people get a hold of us, Connor B?
Give us a call, 855-737-FARM. Send us an email, drop a comment, let us know how is planting progress in your area, right? We want to know, see how your feelings are, see if you're getting any work done. But yeah, give us a call, drop us an email anytime. We will be doing this live tomorrow and Friday and the week after that and the week after that, right, Tommy?
God willing, my friend. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us. We're here every day, 9 a.m. Central. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you next time.